You're listening to the Texas Standard.
In the last 3 weeks, 16 military members have been killed. The deaths were not from IEDs in an Afghani province or the result of an ambush in Central Africa. No, actually, these 16 deaths, were aviation accidents. In fact, an investigation conducted by the Military Times found a somewhat alarming trend when it comes to these accidents. Tara Kopp is Pentagon Bureau Chief for Military Times. Tara, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So you took a look at these numbers and found that when it comes to aviation accidents, they're way up, especially in certain branches?
Yes. So this was a newsroom-wide effort. About 6 months ago, we launched a massive FOIA project where we asked every single service to send us their accident data from fiscal year 11 on.
Okay, that so was, FOIA being Freedom of Information request, that's what you're talking about.
Yes, a Freedom of Information request. And so we received 7,500 accident reports, and then we just processed each and started to look at the data. It was the very first time that we've been able to map the actual accidents to the 2013 budget cuts known as sequestration. You know, we've heard over the years, and every congressional budget season, you'll hear the service chiefs go up to the Hill and say it's getting more dangerous. These mm-hmm. budget cuts are harming the military. And this is the first time we've really been able to map, did this really harm the military? What we found is since those budget cuts in 2013, aviation accidents have risen 40% across the services.
Now, when you talk to some of the heads of different branches, what are they telling you about the correlation that you found? Do they say that there is causation here, that because of the cutbacks, that's why we're seeing these numbers way up?
So the services are very cautious not to say that there's causation, that, you know, a cut in budget equals an accident. Any accident is usually a chain of events that results in the pilot having to react to that chain. So you have to look along that chain. What got caught? What got affected?
Mm-hmm.
And in 2013, when these cuts were mandated, each of the services had a choice to make. You know, are you going to cut your buying of your major platforms? Are mm-hmm. you going to cut your people?
Mm-hmm.
And the services went for cutting people because it's a lot easier to cut personnel than it is to cut a major weapon system where you might have a fine for canceling or you have a 3 to 5 year buying obligation. So who they went after in some cases were experienced maintainers, experienced pilots, people that had 15 years in service, and they offered them the opportunity to retire with their benefits at 15 years to just start to cut those numbers down. And just an enormous amount of knowledge and, you know, just the people that know how to work these aircraft, know what problems to look for, went and walked out the door.
Tara, as you're well aware, a lot of military bases here in Texas. What do these numbers say about Texas, if anything, and is there a way people can find out what's happening in the Lone Star State?
Absolutely. And I grew up in Texas, and I know that Texas has got a lot of jets in the sky and ground forces training at Fort Hood, Fort Bliss. You've got Navy aviators training on the Texas coast. So, yes, you can go in. That we have at militarytimes.com, you'll see the database, and any member of the public can go and search by base, search by airframe, search by year. So, for example, the B-1s, the Diocese B-1s, there were 22 accidents in 2013.
Mm.
That number went up to 25 in 2017. Now, while that doesn't sound like a lot, we also mapped that to the number of hours they were flying, because when Congress cut the budget, they also cut flight hours.
Right.
So in 2013, B-1s recorded almost 25,000 flight hours. In 2017, they only recorded 11,000,
oh,
and yet
wow.
accidents stayed the same rate.
That's remarkable. So Texans can go online. What is the web address there?
So it's militarytimes.com, and then you'll see a link on our main page to this entire project where you can also access the database.
Tara Kopp is Pentagon Bureau Chief for Military Times. Tara, thanks so much.
Thank you.